So I took what happened in Oak Lynn in the late 1960s. No. You don't understand interdimensionalization of sapienics. You don't understand zero-dimensional technology. All you understand, no. With you built a 74WP system back in 79. You thought you were Jesus Christ. You were going to take over the world. And all you did was cause a mountain to fucking go. That's all the fuck you did, Jack. And then, because I had a bad erase head on my reel-to-reel, a conversation I had with you didn't quite erase when I sent something down to the U.S. Copyright Office. No, in 85, punk brain. No, you are a super dweeb. I never said that. What I said, asshole. Well, anything he says and the truth can be measured in distances in fucking light centuries, all right? Anything he says and measured in distance from the truth could be measured in light millennia. Would you shut the shit up? I don't care what Cohen and Judas Iscariot would say. Because that was his real goddamn name. No, he'd stick a knife so far up your back. Time travel has been going on for billions of fucking years on this planet. Interdimensionalization and the reality of how it's done, it's got nothing to do with it. I first noticed it when I started keeping a life journal many years ago. Shut up, I broke my balls trying to convince. I wrote letters to people. People laughed and said I belonged in a fucking state hospital, so I shut up after a while. Ha ha, yeah. No, don't defame my family. My family never did a damn thing to you. If you want to come over here, we can have a nice fist fight anytime you want. But don't say shit about my uncles and shit. Cocksucker. No, Danny wouldn't say that. Danny was cool. He's not a terror wolf like you. Shut up! I don't care what happened at Maxfield. I swear there's going to be an earthquake someday in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and Haddonfield, New Jersey is going to sink under the whole goddamn mantle. It doesn't work like the TS system, you liar. My dad was in the military, and let me tell you something. My dad went to his cum-eating grave without ever spelling classified shit. So don't believe what the scumbag government ever tells you. My father was loyal to the U.S. Navy. Shut up! I don't give a blasted shit. What? Adams or that miserable motherfucking lieutenant on the... You know where, I won't say it through the phone. I don't care what they have to say. That's why I love the President of the United States so fucking bad. I think he's the greatest human being in the world, despite what Dave says. So why don't you shut up? It'll be proven to me, all right? If all of a sudden my worst enemy became your best friend, I'm not going to hate you for that. I hate you for driving my blood pressure up all the time. But who you keep company with, buddy, is your business. I mean, you know, well, it was spurious with the IFBY and the PE and all the bullshit. Yeah, I'll go along with that because ever since Election Day 92. But say, no. I know all about that. See, she is a very clever being. She's going to destroy one of the greatest gospel ministries in about 13 months. No. She did the same thing. She's doing the same thing to a much more important person than me. She did the same thing to me. She's doing it to him. It'll totally wash out his fucking credibility, and a great big ministry is going to go down the tubes. No. All this shit leads to her fucking glory. No, the princess of fucking darkness is the great whore of Babylon will reign. And it's got nothing to do with anything that I've ever said. It's got nothing to do with any of your damn inventions and blowing mountains up. No. You are a filthy, rotten, stinking liar, and you know you are. You're as bad as some of the members in my cut-lapping family. Lie. You wouldn't know the truth if it came up behind you and smacked you in the asshole so loud it would take out a human ear.